getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Good evening to you. Dom Smith is here for Pub of the Month. And where are we travelling to this time, Dom?
We're actually going to three pubs around the western side of the city. That's to say Dry Drayton, Maddingley and Coton. And also revisiting a pub in Cottenham that I completely managed to miss.
Now, where do you live?
Cottenham.
Okay. Right, which one are we going to start with?
Well, just before we start, I do need to a quick little correction. Apparently, the Department for History and Philosophy of Science is a very much established department in the university, and they have 100 to 140 undergraduate students.
Oh, dear.
So I must have been completely ignoring them.
And you didn't notice any of them?
Apparently not, no.
Oh, well, never mind.
anyway, so we'll start off in Cottenham. As I say, I live in Cottenham, and this is a pub I completely managed to miss. I had no idea it existed. It's down a little alleyway. And it doesn't have a website or apparently any form of publicity. So I only stumbled across it doing a favour for a neighbour the other day and thought, oh, hang on, what's that there?
It's a bit of a long-winded story and it kind of reminds me I haven't paid her yet. But for my mother's new house, we decided to give it a little clean. And my sister, who lives in a neighbouring village, said, yeah, you should get this person to do it. Just look her up on the internet. No sign of her whatsoever. And when I spoke to her about this, she simply explained to me that she didn't need to. She got all of her business from word of mouth. And maybe it's the same with the pub.
Maybe it is. So this is, I have to say, it was a lovely little pub. It's a time warp. There was one friendly, quite elderly gentleman serving a series of unopened 1970s and 1980s special beer bottles along the bar. So like sort of a Charles and Diana wedding special beer.
Oh, I see. That doesn't imply that people don't go in there very often, then.
I don't think so. Sort of pottery tankards hanging up along the ceiling, and a large fireplace next to the bar. So basically, it's a hidden gem. Now it's quite basic: wooden tables and chairs, and only one hand pump on. But that was apparently just the day I went in. It is a free house, so it does have constantly changing guest beers and. The barman prefers to keep beer well than to have lots and lots of variety, which okay. I can sympathise with. They do a wine and cheese evening every Thursday from 8 p.m. And they have two TVs which they show sports on, and they have some offers on some beers during the actual games.
Okay, so that's a double thing, because that's always the thing, I guess, the reason of showing the football is to get people in.
Mm, exactly. So... 4 out of 5 for the decor. I could only give it 1 out of 5 for the beer, just because there was only one beer.
Even though they had old Charles and Diana ones up. I guess you couldn't have one of those, could you? That's kind of the point.
I think they might also have turned to vinegar by now, I suspect. 3 out of 5 for the staff and 4 out of 5 for being a great community pub, which gives it 12 out of 20.
Okay, and number two.
Number two. So starting our little round of the other pubs that I've been to, so these are along the western edge of the city, and the thing they all have in common is that most of them have turned into gastro pubs within the last few years. So starting off at the Black Horse in Dry Drayton, this is a low ceiling, a timbers showing oak bar. The bar itself is actually a bit bland, I found, but it kind of looks understocked as a result. Now, again, only one hand pump. There's a husband and wife team who serve, and they do concentrate on food. Having said that, they're very happy to have people actually go in there and just drink. There's a really odd collection of pictures on the walls. So there's a mixture of a photograph of the Dry Drayton Home Guard from the 1940s, some black and white portraits of random women from the 1960s, and pictures of Big Ben and London buses.
I like this. I like the sound of this place already. This is great. Are they local or pictures or obviously not the London buses, but the others? Do you know if they're local to the area or they just?
So the Dry Drayton Home Guard obviously is local. I don't know about the 1960s portraits. They don't really do very many events. So generally, it just came across as a nice village pub, but as I say, tending more towards the food side. So gave it 3 out of 5 for the decor. 1 out of 5 for the beers, again, only one hand pump on, 4 out of 5 for the staff, and 3 out of 5 for community. So we've got a bit of community feel in it, but no real events, and I imagine most of the villagers going in there to eat as well as to drink. So 11 out of 20.
Dom is here for Pub of the Month, and we are halfway through, so two more to go.
Two more to go, and as I say, I've got to dress up a little bit smart now, because we're going across to the Three Horseshoes in Madingley. This is mainly a restaurant, but it is okay to drink in there. I did check with the bar staff.
It crossed it off your list, presumably, if it wasn't.
Exactly, yes, yes. Small and comfy, so the traditional bar area, sort of just off from the main restaurant. It looks old. It's sort of got a wooden floor and brick fireplace in the corner. Nice, friendly, accommodating place. Photos of vineyards up on the wall. Actual class on there. Two staff, two hand pumps. The bar itself is modern. It's made of light wood and sort of lots of steel and mirrors and things. So what that means is that I found the modern-old mix in there works quite well. This didn't really feel like a community place there, though it was very much a restaurant for people not from Madingley. And they don't have any particular events going on as well.
Have a good meal and you go away again.
Exactly. Mm. So, 5 out of 5 for decor, 4 out of 5 for the staff, 2 out of 5 for the beer. I'd say they had 2 hand pumps. And only 1 out of 5 for community, which gives it 12 out of 20.
Okay, which leaves us with one more to go.
Which leaves us with one more, and that's the Plough in Coton. Now, this is a massive building. I've never been in there before, and basically it's a barn. And it's sort of really lacking character. Kind of reminded me of what used to be the Avery, now the grain store.
Oh, that's interesting. You know that Ed from across the way at the Alex used to be head chef at the Plough.
Right, okay. And that's, yes, very, very interesting, because it's sort of a long bar with stainless steel top and pumps. It's kind of got low lighting. Actually, not that different from how the Alex is now, since it's refurb. But because it's in such a big barn of a place, it actually came across feeling much more like a US diner than a sort of a country pub restaurant. Two people serving. They were friendly enough, but actually came across as slightly stressed, and maybe they were just running around doing food orders all evening. Again, mainly a food place, but it does have a bit more of a community feel than Madingley, and I got the distinct impression there were sort of locals from Coton actually sitting down having drinks alongside me as well. I just found that they generally got let down by the use of the space, and sort of had the bar been turned round to 90 degrees or something, it might just have felt a bit more homely and less diner-like. So anyway, 2 out of 5 for the decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 2 out of 5 for the beer. Again, only 2 pumps on here. And 3 out of 5 for community gives it 10 out of 20.
OK, so time to tot everything up then.
Yes, and generally a fairly low-scoring month this month, but
yeah,
as I say, that's basically because I'm trying to do a pub review on places that aren't quite pubs, I suspect.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? It's difficult to know how to judge it, because if the new place opens, it's something interesting, then maybe Flavour might go to cover it as a restaurant,
yes,
but not necessarily something for Pub of the Month. But in between kind of gets us all caught out.
Mm. So, at the bottom with 10 is the Plough, then the Black Horse in Dry Drayton, then jointly at the top are the Three Horseshoes in Madingley, Wagon and Horses in Cottenham. As I say, two very different places. So despite the fact they're tying, if you want a pub and you want somewhere there's a little hidden gem out of the way, the Wagon and Horses in Cottenham. If you want to actually go and eat, probably the Three Horseshoes in Madingley is the better bet.
Okay. Well done to all concerned. We'll pop this on the website. You'll find it on iTunes as well if you've reserved that. Does Mr. Whiteside want to say something at the moment? Or is he just, let me just fade him up just in case.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Three Horseshoes in Madingley is wonderful food if you are there for a restaurant. It's very good. And the Black Horse in Dry Drayton, well, the Cam Hams managed to kill that off a few times. I mean, that's got a very checkered past.
So they've gone from the Black Horse to the White Horse.
Yeah, a little bit like that, yes. Bar the Blue Lion.
I should say, just before I leave you, next month is, of course, Cambridge Beer Festival during the third week of May.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I've forgotten all about that.
Not much for us lager drinkers there.
There's some.
I got disappointed last year.
Well, we have to go in disguise, really, don't we?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit like that. There we go.
Well, whilst I've got you, what's coming up after 6?
Do you know what? I've had a bit of a day today. If it could have gone wrong, it went wrong. I even pushed the wrong button right at the start of breakfast this morning. There was this pregnant pause before the first track. I mean, I've done it enough times over the years. You think I could get it right by now. Everything I have touched today has turned to soot. So in theory, I will be doing an hour of soul and disco. It could be a complete road crash and a mixture of folk and classical. But we'll see. I mean, I'm optimistic, but I'm not promising anything.
Right, OK.
We'll put it this way. They delivered my new dishwasher, a washing machine, finally, after 5 weeks today. One has finally turned up, the wrong one. Yeah, the wrong one. They have now swapped it and apparently is now the right one. But you think, I've waited in all day for this. This is the wrong flipping washing machine. Sums my day up, really. See you later after six.
Toodles.
Toodles.